Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back to 23 After the Hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. It's Memorial Day, ladies and gentlemen, 2019. I'm glad you're here. And we're having a great visit with our good friend Ken Davis. Kenneth C. Davis is the name on all the books. The last one I know of, Ken, is More Deadly Than War. Is that the new one on the history of the Spanish flu and the First World War?
That's exactly right. That was the most recent one, and a story that most people have never heard, the connection between the most deadly epidemic in American history and the worst pandemic in world history since the Black Death, and its complete connections to the war.
You know, it's actually my second book to read about the Spanish influenza, and which is a fascinating, folks, if you don't know about that period, that era, it is a fascinating time. It's sad in many ways, but it's a fascinating read, story, and Ken does a great job of chronicling that again. So I encourage you to check it out, More Deadly Than War. Hey, Ken, we were talking earlier about the origins of Memorial Day, and I, at this point in time, you know, it seems a little silly to talk about whether it began here or there. The fact is, those arguments were being made back when there was only one war to talk about. Now we have so many more that have come and gone. So many more, hundreds of thousands of people have paid the ultimate price, poured out that last full measure of devotion, as you quoted Lincoln earlier. So many more of that much of that has happened. Now here we are, 50 years later, 60 years later, and we're still, people are still dying for our country, and on this Memorial Day, we have to be a little solemn, folks, as we enjoy the day. I want you to do that. Of course, I'm going to too, but we have to take a moment and recognize those who are still standing a post, who in harm's way.
Absolutely. Let me a couple of points, Jim. I think you're absolutely right. One of the things that's happened in this country, largely because of the shift to an all-volunteer army, is that most of us have no sense of the shared sacrifice that service means. My father, of course, was the generation that got into uniform after Pearl Harbor. He served in North Africa and Italy. So that when I talk about Memorial Day being important, when I was a kid, I was one of the kids of those, you know, guys who put on the uniform and went all around the world. So that was very meaningful to me, but we don't have that immediacy of connection to service as we often did in the past in our history. But World War One and this holiday are significant together because we talk about the beginnings of this holiday in the Civil War. By the turn of the 20th century, it had kind of already been forgotten. People had put it into the past. It had become a kind of picnic holiday already. But then in 1918, because of the loss of more than 100,000 Americans in what was known as the Great War, the meaning of Memorial Day came back with tremendous urgency. And it was in 1919, 100 years ago, that the holiday kind of got a new meaning that was not going to be about remembering Civil War losses. It was going to start to be a recognition of all those who were lost in all of America's wars. And that's why the most prominent symbol, perhaps, of Memorial Day is, of course, the Tomb of the Unknowns in Arlington. It began in the wake of, it was commissioned in the wake of what we call World War One. Finally built in 1921, but it was really at this time that the idea of creating the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier, as it was first known, came along. So there's a very powerful connection between World War One and what Memorial Day means. It started to become more known as Memorial Day rather than Decoration Day around that time. And another connection to World War One, you still see the guys selling the poppies. It's even bigger in England, the poppy movement. This is an outgrowth of World War One. Mm-hmm. A poem that was written begins, "In Flanders fields, the poppies blow between the crosses row by row." A surgeon, a Canadian surgeon, had seen the poppies actually just growing up between these many, many crosses on the battlefield. And he writes this poem, so the poppy became the symbol of loss, sacrifice, and remembrance.
Ken, I wanted to comment on something you said a minute ago. One of the about the people who are disconnected, many people are disconnected from the military, from that experience. We poll our audience every year, once, at least once, sometimes twice, but on Memorial Day, in our newsletter, in our poll in the newsletter, we poll them. And I'm happy to report that this year, 74% of our respondents this weekend said they either had immediate family members, extended family, very close friend, or all of the above in the 74% group. And only 26% said no one close to me. So at least from Small Business Main Street standpoint, I think those are pretty good numbers. Last thoughts. I got 20 seconds.
Absolutely. And just one other thing I would suggest as a read on this day. The New York Times reported about the Army tweeting out stories about asking people for stories of service. And what they got was a flood of stories about the darker consequences of military service for soldiers and their families. You know, tweet after tweet describe health problems, grief over loved ones lost. So these people are standing watch. And
Ken, thank you. I want to make sure I get you with Kenneth C. Davis, ladies and gentlemen. Be sure to check out his books.
Don'tKnowMuch.com.
There you go. That's it.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.